This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. As the election enters the final sprint, New Hampshire is very much one of the final laps. Between now and Election Day on Tuesday, both top presidential candidates and their top surrogates are going to be in New Hampshire. Today, Donald Trump and Chelsea Clinton were in the Granite State. On Sunday, Hillary Clinton will be there, as will be Ivanka Trump. And on Monday, Donald Trump closes his campaign in Manchester, and President Barack Obama puts in a final push for Clinton in Durham. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks was at Trump's rally today in Atkinson, New Hampshire. Anthony, what was the main point that Trump made today?
Well, this was a kind of a closing argument and a relatively disciplined speech for Trump. He's hitting Clinton very hard on the questions about her emails and the fact that the FBI is again looking into this. And the Trump campaign knows that this story has coincided with a tightening of the polls. It may be contributing to that tightening of the polls. So he's hitting it hard, calling her guilty of a massive criminal enterprise and cover up. Of course, there's no evidence of anything like that, but it plays well to this crowd, which a moment ago was chanting, lock her up, as they often do. Beyond that, Lisa, he just laid out his usual program. Tear up the trade deals, bring back jobs. He doesn't say exactly how he will do that. Cut taxes on business and on the middle class, though we know his tax program would primarily benefit the very rich like him. He promises to get tough on illegal immigration, build that wall. And with 4 days to go, he's back in New Hampshire urging people to vote for him on Tuesday.
And he's placing a lot of importance in New Hampshire. And today he even cited a commentator who said New Hampshire pretty much holds the cards.
One of the big commentators, political commentators, was, I thought I'd tell you, it's only good for your ego, but just said, whoever wins New Hampshire is going to win. It's interesting.
Does he have a point there, Anthony? How central is New Hampshire in terms of Trump's path to victory or Hillary Clinton's?
Well, there's no question that New Hampshire is now probably the most competitive battleground state in the country. Our poll, two other polls, a number of polls now show that Trump and Clinton are running neck and neck in New Hampshire. In terms of it being the state that will determine who's the next president, I think that's a bit of a stretch. I think Trump needs it more than Clinton. Clinton has several paths to get to those 270 electoral votes without New Hampshire. Trump needs New Hampshire. For example, if he's to win, he needs to win all of the traditionally red states and a number of toss-up states like Florida, North Carolina, Ohio, Iowa, Arizona, Nevada. Now, if he ran the table on those toss-up states, and Clinton is in the lead in some of those, he leads in some of them as well, but if he won them all, he would still need five more electoral votes. New Hampshire has four, so he would need New Hampshire and maybe Maine to get that fifth electoral vote. So for him, it could be part of a strategy to get him to 270, in which New Hampshire plays an absolute pivotal role. And that's why he's here now, and the Democrats know that. And this was part of Hillary Clinton's so-called firewall. Now it's up for grabs, so the Democrats are taking it very seriously as well.
And the voters that you spoke with today, what were Trump's people saying there, the supporters?
Well, this was sort of a strange event because it was in a relatively small venue. You can hear them breaking it down in the background. This is a golf club in Atkinson, New Hampshire. The room only held a few hundred people. But there was a lot of enthusiasm, as you would expect. A lot of people made the trip up from Massachusetts, among them Karen Morley, a teacher from Cohasset, Massachusetts, who was very enthusiastic about Trump. Here's a bit of what she said.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited. I can't believe 4 days left, and I just hope America gets it right. Oh, my gosh, this is so exciting to have someone finally standing up to make America great again.
So, Lisa, Donald Trump needs that kind of enthusiasm if he wants to be successful on Tuesday.
WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks, we're getting you out of there before they make you wash the dishes. Anthony, thank you.
Okay, Lisa, you're welcome.